About 2.5 million people were affected by Cyclone Nargis. Several hundred thousands of people are believed to be without shelter and safe drinking water. And that is a situation of great concern for the World Health Organization. Assistant Director General of WHO's Health Action and Crises, Dr. Eric LaRoche, says aid agencies will not know the full extent of the emergency until health workers have been able to assess the situation in hitherto inaccessible areas. But he says it is clear that one of the major threats will be from communicable diseases such as diarrhea, pneumonia, tetanus, measles, and cholera. He says people also are at risk from malaria and dengue fever, which spreads widely during the rainy season.
If we are not capable of identifying immediately where the first cases may become, may mean the start of an epidemic, then we're going to be in big trouble. Why? Because everything has to be in place, treatment has to be in place, and we have to have access.
Dr. LaRoche says at least $28 million will be needed to carry out the action plan during the next 6 months. Under the plan, he says health workers will assess and monitor health needs and strengthen disease surveillance and respond to outbreaks and other health threats. He says the cyclone destroyed about 50% of the healthcare system in the affected region. He says the plan includes provisions for rebuilding facilities that can withstand any future natural disasters. Dr. LaRoche says it is critical that hungry people get the food they need to remain strong. He warns people who do not have access to food and become malnourished will become too weak to fight off infections. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.